This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado school districts will not lose money this year, even if their enrollment dropped during the pandemic. The governor signed a bill Monday that holds school funding steady and backfills some lost local property tax revenue. The measure directs an extra $85 million to school districts, with much of it going to rural schools. New gardens will sprout soon in South Pueblo's Colorado Smelter Superfund site. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports it's an area where contaminated soil is being removed from hundreds of properties.
A $50,000 grant from the Environmental Protection Agency funds a project to help people grow their own food by building 25 raised bed gardens at area homes and giving residents the knowledge, tools, and materials for successful harvests. A demonstration garden will be constructed at the Steelworks Center of the West. Christina Trujillo is the executive director there. She says the project harkens back to a historical legacy of teaching life skills to steelworkers, coal miners, and their families.
Bringing back some of those practices into modern society and how they can best benefit the overall community.
Project organizers plan to have the new gardens ready to sow this growing season. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and several Western Slope officials have invited newly confirmed Interior Secretary Deb Haaland to Grand Junction in the Bureau of Land Management. During her confirmation hearing, Haaland agreed to visit Grand Junction after an invitation from Senator John Hickenlooper. The Senate confirmed Haaland as Interior Secretary Monday. This is CPR News.